Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Today is June 4th, and it is a Friday, and we like Fridays here.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? I love Fridays. I love because the weekend's still ahead of you, you know?
But weekends are like, just literally, if you think about it, 2 days.
Right.
Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Because Friday's technically not a weekend.
Right, right. But it prepares you for the weekend, right. You know.
Like, you know you can go out Friday night and not have anything to do Saturday.
Exactly.
Of course, cool unless thing. You work on Saturdays.
Yeah. So then you have Saturday night.
Yeah.
When everybody else goes out.
Yeah, right?
Uber is like 5 times what it usually costs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing about staying here, though, and not moving, is that I'm still stuck in this boredom here, where the weekends are just boring for me, you know?
You just
got to
find new things to do.
I do. I need to find some good friends, you know? It's hard to find good friends, man.
At any age, though.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you meet somebody, and then you go, you know, man, it's not really my type.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. 110%.
And You sometimes try to force people into, or force yourself into being friends with that person, and you go, well, you know, I don't have anything in common with them.
Yeah.
You know, I really shouldn't.
Yep.
Just because, you know, we're acquaintances and like to talk to each
right.
other. You know, it's not necessarily a friend. So, yeah, so that's the thing, because if I had a couple good friends, or, well, I have a couple, but I meant like, you know, I mean, if people are married, they're busy, shit
right.
like that. You want to find someone who's single like you. And so then it doesn't matter what you do and where you are. You
right.
know, you just have fun and
right.
stuff. But when you're like me, you look for places to go and no place to go.
I know. I want to start going to new places too.
Yeah.
You know,
my brother and his family drove to Vegas for the New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
For New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
No, not for New Year's. Wait a minute. No, they went for Christmas, I think. Yeah, maybe Christmas. But what happened was, was it New Year's?
Who cares?
It
what
doesn't
are the
really
holidays?
Fucking matter.
Yeah.
So he says they decided to come back a day earlier than everybody else, right?
Yeah, which is
well,
smart.
It turned out what everybody else did.
Oh.
So they hit like major fucking traffic. He says, you know, they had to get off the freeway,
yeah.
get around, because Waze, like, will take you around.
Right.
But then everybody else was doing that.
Yeah.
So then people started going on dirt roads, you know, parallel to the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And then the road just ended, you know.
My friend just drove back from Vegas yesterday, like, which is a couple of days after New Year's, and he said it was still a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, almost a 7-hour trip.
I know. It's fucking crazy. That's why I won't do it. I mean, I would go out of my mind in traffic.
No,
like
I can't.
That.
I can't do it.
You know, it's like you feel you can't escape.
Yeah, no. I drove across the country, and ever since I did that, it's like I get anxiety even thinking about being in a car longer than an hour and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even when there's no traffic.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like highways and freeways anyway.
Like when I drove to San Diego a couple months ago, I was dreading that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's too bad. You know, I enjoy driving. I think it's cool to be going fast and seeing a lot of things, you know?
I mean, I enjoy driving like here.
Yeah, right.
It's like 20-minute drive. That's good enough for me. Thank you.
Yeah, but what about seeing the country and everything?
I don't care.
Fun, you know?
No.
All right. Well, whatever. I'm finally settling into the realization I'm not moving, period.
Yeah, fuck it.
It's not going to happen.
No.
I can't leave my business.
No, and I feel like if you did leave, you would get severe anxiety about like shit that's going on when you're not there,
right.
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I know.
It just wasn't.
You can't run a business being somewhere else.
No, you
know?
Can't. Unless you're going to start from scratch over
there.
Yeah,
over there, right?
Yeah.
But you can't run it here when you're over there.
No.
And I realized I'm not going to leave it in the hands of some strangers that I don't know.
No.
That could do anything.
Exactly. And then a year from now, like your whole business goes up in flames because you wanted to take a quick little trip to a different
change
city.
My life a little bit.
Yeah.
And I destroyed my business in the process. Oh, fuck
it's
that.
It's not worth it.
No, but fuck, I so don't want to stay here.
Mm. I mean, I hear you. I hear we'll you. See. Sometimes it's just nice to get a break. Like, I'd do anything for a quick vacay. Like, mm-hmm. I want to go to Miami, I think, for my 31st birthday.
Yeah. That's true. Just take vacations, huh?
Which is approaching very quickly.
I mean, you know, I had already pictured myself in this house on the lake.
Right.
I mean, what the fuck? I already planned my days, everything, and now it's all gone.
Oh, well.
Oh, fucking.
You'll survive. You'll make it.
Somehow.
Yeah. You'll get over it.
What a fucking disappointment. But look, I mean, I understand. It's messages from life. I get it.
Right.
I get it. You know, I mean, things happen, so we won't do stupid things.
Yeah. I mean, you have to believe, or at least I do, that everything happens for a reason.
Like no, I don't think it happens for a reason, but I think there's...
You don't?
No.
Really? Like, you don't think that specific day...
Oh, like, for a reason, but I don't think it's predetermined. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't know. That's a really complex... Let's not get into that.
No, I mean, look, but if it comes up...
Yeah.
Then it's probably, like, a sign.
Yeah.
You know, like, right. a reason like for me not to move.
Right. Like, for someone who... Like, there was a story maybe, like, a year and a half ago of somebody who let an older woman cut in front of them in line... when the buying lottery tickets and the older woman got the winning ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I was like, if you could just for the rest of his life, he's going to be replaying that moment in his mind.
Right. Don't put others before you. That's the lesson there.
Yeah.
Love yourself.
Be selfish.
Yeah. Pay yourself first.
Can you imagine? Ah. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah.
I'd feel sick to my stomach. I hope that old lady found him.
Just sick to your stomach, he'd probably fucking jump off a building.
Yeah, that's what happened to the Victoria's Secret guy. Yeah? Remember that? The guy that originally owned Victoria's Secret, was like the business was doing so fucking bad. Mm. Then he sold it and they revamped it and it became what it is now, Victoria's Secret. He ended up killing himself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the mistake he made?
By selling his business.
That's fucking crazy.
Because it went from like a... He probably sold it for like $100,000 and now it's like a multi-billion-dollar company. I don't think he should have killed himself.
How long ago was that he sold it, do you know?
I'll tell you right now.
Like, it had to be a long time ago to sell it for $100,000.
I made that price up. But.
Oh, okay. Thank you. There's no way he sold it for $100,000.
Owner commits suicide. Let's see.
Yeah,
I would never kill myself over that.
No, but you never know. You know, what if he feels like such a fool? Such a schmuck. I mean,
that sucks.
And some people, you don't know their way of thinking, you know. Maybe he went into a real deep depression.
Right.
And said, fuck it, you know.
Yeah. So he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, which is probably the worst death you could ever have.
Yeah.
He was last seen alive walking toward the Golden Gate Bridge. And there, shortly thereafter, his body washed ashore.
What was his name?
His name was Roy Larson Raymond.
Mm. And how long ago? Does it say what year?
He died in August 26, 1993, but let me see when he sold it.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. Let's see.
25 years.
Okay.
26 now, huh? We're in 2019, folks.
Yeah.
Don't forget, today I remember to write on the check 2019. So I don't
have to... Well, they kept the name. He called it... Oh. Okay, so in his first year, Victoria's Secret only made $500,000. That's crazy because they make that in like a week.
Yeah.
No.
A week and a day. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Yeah.
Okay, so then let's see. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, well, we get the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, people die for different shit, you know. I mean, in Japan, they'll die like for making a mistake and letting down your group, you know, whether it's at work or social stuff, you know. They're very like... group oriented there.
Yeah, right.
So if you let down the group, then you fucking kill yourself.
That's crazy.
Right?
That's not even what?
Yeah, I mean, it's not
like... Is that like written in code? Like, hey, you got to kill yourself now.
No, it's not like a code or somebody has to have... But people just do that because they feel shame. And, you know, that's pretty shitty, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, apparently, Tumblr has banned porn.
Yeah, yep.
I've never gone on Tumblr. Is it, just pictures? Like,
I don't really
albums?
Use Tumblr, but Tumblr is, like, really big for, like, people that post, like, quotes or, like, emo-looking pictures or recipes or like Pinterest, like it's kind like of like Pinterest, right? Yeah. I think Pinterest is more popular now, but Tumblr was really, really big back in the day.
Right.
Like people started their blogs on Tumblr.
Oh. Okay.
Like people that do like outfit of the day pictures when Instagram wasn't around. It basically started on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Tumblr. Sorry, not wow. Tumblr.
Yeah. Very interesting. So they had porn on there until now?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. But they're saying it needs work, that it's not perfect. So there you go.
Yeah.
In other news, I did not watch any movies last night. So any new movies or anything. So I can't
either,
really
so
report there.
Me neither.
I did read a review on Bear Snatch. What do they call it? Barn Snatch?
Bird Box?
No. The other one. The interactive one on Netflix.
Oh, I don't know.
Something Snatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But at any rate, that's the movie that's interactive where you decide different directions.
Bondersnatch.
Bonder?
I think it's Bondersnatch.
I don't think so. You think?
I think so. Google it. It's something with a B. Yeah. It definitely starts with a B.
Okay, maybe Bandersnatch.
Oh,
yeah,
Bandersnatch.
Bander, yeah. I knew it was something like that. But at any rate, that's the interactive movie on Netflix where you get to decide where the story goes.
My roommate said he hated it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the first decision. You have to decide what cereal they eat. But I guess they're kind of getting used
right
to the story.
Right.
And then it moves forward and
right
stuff. But I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to watch it this
weekend. Then you can watch it more than once and
I won't
find different endings.
I won't. Especially if I didn't enjoy the first experience, I'm definitely not going to go back and do
it just
again.
I'm saying if you do, I guess.
Yeah. Well, now they started with Black Mirror was the first Netflix show
right
that gave you an opportunity to change the ending.
Right.
So they kind of got you in the mood with that already.
Right.
Now
right
you just got to like pick where the story goes, which is kind
of
cool.
Right. But the story is sort of similar to the structure of the movie also, right?
Right.
There's something there where
I just wonder how long that took to film.
Yeah.
That many alternative endings.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Takes a long time. They said, I guess the length of it depends on which path you choose, you
right
know?
Right.
Mm. I don't know. It just sounds interesting, and that's what makes people want to watch it, you know? But I keep reading that Bird Box is really scary for
yeah
a lot of
everyone
people,
keeps
right
saying that
right
everyone's like yo Bird Box is scary. I'm like why is it but I don't like for me I started watching this movie last night, Lazarus Effect, which is awful. Anyone on demand looking for a horror film to watch, don't even bother. it was literally one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Really?
But there was like certain parts in that movie where I was like that was terrifying.
Mm.
Like the way they filmed it and stuff.
Right.
But for me it's like Bird Box is more of like, I think anything that has to do with futuristic stuff or zombies or any of that is not scary to me.
Right.
Like, knowing there's a creature in the woods somewhere, that's, like, not really scary to me.
Yeah. Is it? Is that what it is?
It's like a creature, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if they ever show it. I don't know. I'm going to watch. I promised myself I was going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah, just because it's the Hoopla.
Yeah, you have to watch it, too, so we can come back on Monday and talk about it.
Okay.
So
I don't
you have Friday,
Netflix,
Saturday.
Though.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I've got like Hulu. What do I need Netflix and Amazon Prime?
Yeah, but you gotta get Netflix. There's so many movies on there.
For their specific shows.
Yeah, they have literally Netflix originals and a lot of their
right
originals are popping.
I know.
So you
but
can't even watch
but
Bandersnatch.
But listen, how many no. But maybe I'll do again. They always send me like come back for
yeah, it's
fee
like $7.
It's not the money. It's just the fact that it puts a lot of pressure on me to watch it.
Yeah, so there you go.
Because I got so much shit to watch anyway.
No, you don't.
I do. I mean, look, just you go on Hulu. You know how many...
Yeah, but watch the originals before you watch something from 1988.
But Amazon's got a lot of good originals too, you know, and Hulu does. But I'm not really interested. I don't know. Look, when I have to choose what I'm going to watch once, twice a week,
right,
I really choose carefully because
right
I can't get into a series or anything.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
I did it to Westworld, but...
I didn't really like that show.
And then there's a second season too, right?
I think they have like 3 seasons.
3 seasons
yeah
by now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
yeah
know they had
the
a
first one was good. Listen, it was very good. Did you ever watch it?
I watched like a couple episodes and I just couldn't get.
You didn't like it. Yeah.
I mean, top notch cast, but I just
right
couldn't get into it.
No, but the story is good. It just, yeah, it gets really like convoluted. And,
yeah, and kind of confusing. And it's like, I don't even get what's going on right now.
Right.
And I don't like being confused when I watch shit.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what they do is they confuse you all the time.
Exactly.
You don't know if you're looking at a robot or a person.
Or a person, or if it's real or they're dreaming it. It's like, I'm over this.
Or if it happened before, it's happening now.
Or it's happening in the future. Right. It's like, oh, I don't get it.
I know. I didn't get half of it, I don't think. I don't remember. I watched it a couple of years ago. But there's definitely, look, television has made a comeback, you know, because I would say like maybe 10 years ago or so before all those big series
started.
Would
you consider that television, though? Because it's on demand. For me, television is like commercial.
But it's still watching that device, you know. Whereas I think before all these series started, you didn't get that, you know. I mean, here and there you had The Sopranos, you had
that's one show I never watched, but I was also really young and my parents wouldn't let me watch it. So
you see, if you're into like going back in time and stuff, or if you're into mob shit,
I am.
That's
kind
the
of,
best ever.
It's just a little frustrating though, because like everyone you like usually dies.
Yeah, but here you have the 7-8 seasons before.
Yeah.
Before, I don't know, but...
The main actor in that died of a heart attack, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Did you ever watch the HBO special, The Night Of?
No.
Oh, man.
What?
Insanity.
Really?
This guy got accused of murder.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, the only thing that was frustrating about that show is the guy in the show... He's been like acting here and there, but after that show, he's like in every movie now.
Mm.
He's like Middle Eastern or Indian or something, but killed his role in that show. But he got accused of murder, but he didn't actually do it.
Yeah.
But he went to jail and then he ended up getting off. Uh-huh. But they ended on a cliff note thinking there was going to be a season two, but it was literally one of those limited series.
Right.
So they haven't come out with
not a cliff note.
Just like
cliff note, you know what those are?
Yeah, I always do that. I say that every
cliffhanger.
Time. Cliffhanger. Cliff note is like when you have a book, right? And somebody like writes, this is not correct, right?
Well, cliff books is like, it helps you understand the book, yeah.
Oh, like there'll like be like a little asterisk and it'll be like, this is blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, no, you buy like a booklet. What? That's how it used to be. I don't know now, but I think they still have them. You buy a booklet that explains a book to you. So if they assign you a book in school, this helps you understand the book better. So some people will just read them instead of reading the book and prepare that way for the test.
Oh, no.
So that's why they're like famous. We got what you said. Yeah. You have that sometimes. Yeah. You get that, right?
My bad, people.
Yeah, but that's that's fine. I mean, you know, people do that. I do that because English is not my first language. So even though I'm fluent at it and all that, but I still sometimes will make a mistake. And it happens to people that know more than one language.
Right.
Because you mix them up.
I wish I knew
more
than one language.
Something. Yeah. It's fucking hard. At least now it's hard for me to learn a language. I mean, when I was young, English, French, I learned, you know.
Right.
I did very well at it. But now I try Spanish, fuck, I forget everything.
Oh, no. That's a tough language to know.
I don't, you know, Spanish is rather an easy language, especially for English speakers, because many of the words come from Latin, which is the same as English. So
I
many
failed.
Words, yeah.
I used to get D's, C's, like literally the bare minimum of what you could get in Spanish I was getting.
Right.
I like just couldn't master it.
Yeah.
I was like, I fucking hate this.
Yeah,
and then
I know.
Then you had to go to school, and then they'd play the tape, and you'd have to listen to the fucking whatever they were saying in Spanish and write down in English what they said. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe it's better to take a tutor, you know, because I remember when I was in fifth grade, if you excelled in English, they would let you take French. So I did, but... This was in the middle of the semester, so here I'm coming into a French class not knowing what the fuck's going on,
right?
What they're talking about, and the teacher insisted on only speaking French.
Right.
So I took a tutor, and I learned pretty well, you know? So I think sometimes a tutor really helps in things. I'm just not going to take one. I don't have the patience to learn a language now, but when you're young, you do, you know? They're saying there's a part in the brain that's like really, you know, it's really... well, it works. It's very effective when you're young, you know, and it helps you learn languages.
Mm-hmm.
Just an area in the brain.
Like my sister's
languages.
Kid could have learned Spanish if her baby daddy was in the picture.
Right, exactly.
Now he's just strictly English. Like he doesn't know a lick of Spanish.
Right, but most kids speak what they hear at home.
Exactly. You know, ain't nobody speaking Spanish in that household.
Exactly. You know, so people always ask me, well, how come you didn't teach your kids Hebrew? I'm like, well, because the mom is English, American. We spoke English at home. That's what they spoke, you know.
Right.
Although some people like that are mixed like that. Like if the father's Israeli, he'll speak to the kids in Hebrew.
Right.
And, you know, vice versa. I mean, even today to Israeli parents where you speak Hebrew at home, when you talk, the kids answer back right. in English all the time.
Right, 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 right.
You know, it mm-hmm. becomes the dominant language because they go to school, that's their friends, all that stuff. So they understand mm-hmm. the other language, but yeah. So, but I mean, I'd love to know Spanish just because living in L.A., there's so many people that don't speak English.
So many.
And you don't know how they're talking behind your back.
I know. I always actually wanted to know, like, Chinese or whatever they're speaking in nail salons. I'm dying to know what you guys are saying.
Yeah. Like, those are Vietnamese, aren't they? Those in the nail salons?
I have no idea. But whatever they're speaking, I wish I knew it so I could, like, literally know what you guys are saying. Because you just know when they're talking shit about you.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that it's... Yeah, I can feel for you, you know, when that happens, because when I hear people speaking a language I don't understand, it's frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
You know, I see my mom's caregiver. She's from the Philippines, and her English is very good. But when we get together with the family, we speak Hebrew.
Right.
And she just sits there, you know, glassy
and she has no
eyes,
idea.
Yeah, not knowing what
yeah,
the hell's
going
on.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, right.
That's very annoying.
Yeah. But when she's on the phone, she talks her language and we don't understand. So.
Right.
Oh, well, you know. Do you know that they try to do to create a international language, like a universal language that everybody would speak?
Yeah.
They call it Esperanto.
I've never heard of that before.
I know, but I'll bring it up and you'll see. It was, I guess, many years ago. But...
I think it's so interesting that people speak different languages. Like, if you go to a different country, it's like, how did this even come about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Check this out. Esperanto is an international auxiliary language devised in 1887.
That nobody is using.
Right. Right.
Not a single human being is using.
Alphabet and pronunciation shit. Wow. Yeah. They tried to construct an international language, but it never caught on, you know. That way, but English is pretty much the way it is now, you know. That's a pretty universal language. The language of the internet and pilots and scientists and everything, you know. They use English. So it's become sort of a universal language where most places people learn it, you know.
Right.
So, and... yeah, so Americans have the advantage of having this as their first language and understanding most
right.
of what happens. You go anywhere in the world.
It's so much easier for people that don't speak English to learn English as opposed to people who speak English learning a different language.
Well, maybe it is for you. I don't know if it's for other people. No.
So difficult.
I mean, look, English is different from a lot of different languages, but if you know of the Latin languages like French...
Yeah.
It's similar to English, it's similar to Spanish.
I should know French because
like
my
that.
Grandma was Haitian.
Yeah.
She spoke Creole, which is kind of like
right,
French.
Right, right, right.
But she just never taught me.
Yeah. A lot of words are very similar, I'm telling you. But the grammar, that's what kills you, you know, in every language, is putting the sentences together.
Right.
And that's hard. Knowing words is one thing, but sentences and writing.
Like a complete
you know,
thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I think writing
hard,
is
man.
Difficult. I think probably speaking it is easier than learning how to write it down on a piece of paper.
Well, it depends, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, like French is the hardest because you have like a million letters that don't even get pronounced,
right.
you know?
Right.
So you really have to know how the words are written, you know? But yeah, I mean, so French was easier for me because I'd already known English, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But and Spanish should be too, but it's just not, my head is just not getting it, man. So it's probably the age, I don't know.
No, it's easy, not the age.
It's easy. No, I mean, I'm telling you, it's hard
you're
to learn.
You're not even old.
I read about it.
You're not
old. I'm older than you.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people. Listen.
I feel old lately.
Do you believe that I'm fucking almost double your age?
No.
You know, I'm going to be 59 this year.
Oh my god, I didn't know that. Yeah. You're about to be 60, bro.
I know. Fucking scares the shit out of me. What the fuck, man? Keep the 5 in front of it. I still feel old, but you put a 6 in the front. Fuck.
My mom's about to be 62, I think.
Yeah. I think at this age you fucking become invisible, you know?
No, you don't.
Nobody fucking gives a shit.
No, but I think that's probably why guys around this age, around your age, are cheating.
Right,
because
right.
they need like that
they
confidence.
They need to feel.
They need to know, like, I still got it going on.
Right.
Like, you pathetic losers.
Right. Well, I don't have anybody to cheat on, and I still don't have sex. So there you go,
oh,
you know?
Oh, man. I think I'm going to have sex on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, you can plan it. I can't.
Well, I don't
man.
Know if I... Okay, so remember I told you I met that dude that's super attractive on New Year's, but he's 23?
Right.
He, like he has a dog, like the most beautiful dog in the world. And I was like, oh, when are you going to bring your dog over?
Really?
The dog is cute. He's like, I'm going to come over on Saturday night. So he was like, on New Year's Eve, he texted me. He's like, what did you do after the club? I was like, oh, I went home and ate Trader Joe's frozen pizza. So he's hit Trader Joe's last night and he's like, takes a picture of the pizza section. He's like, what pizza should I bring over for Saturday? And I was like, okay, so I guess he is coming over on
so
Saturday.
So you are doing it. Why not, right? You're attracted to him.
Well, I only met him for like a split second.
Right. So
my
why
biggest
are you
fear
do
is
that?
Like,
didn't you say that when you go to bed with someone, you become attached to them?
No, I'm not going to get attached to a not every single guy I've hooked up with. I've been attached.
So you can
to.
Control it. Like if you just tell yourself he's 23, I can't fall for him.
Yeah, and there's been a couple guys that I hooked up with where I was like, this is just hooking up for me.
But what if it's really cool? If,
no,
if it's
he's
really
too
good,
young.
Huh?
7 year difference. Like, yeah. And imagine I was just dating almost a 36 year old who right. hasn't even gotten fucking out of his system. So imagine a 23 year old. He yeah, hasn't right? even grazed. Like the amount of vagina he's gonna get in the next decade or two. So like
that's
no
true.
Just like have fun and move on with my life. But I've been sick, so I'm like I low-key don't even know if I'll be up for it.
Yeah.
Like last night was a horrible night's sleep for me.
Really?
I woke up like every 10 minutes.
Oh fuck. Did you take anything?
I took
take, like those
codeine.
Syrups, you know?
Yeah, I took codeine.
Codeine?
Yeah.
That's for pain.
No, it's not. Yeah. Codeine cough syrup?
Oh. It's called codeine? I don't
yeah.
think so.
Yes, it is. It's called codeine. Even on the bottle, codeine. It's for cough. I'm like trying to prevent my cough from coming. So I drank like...
Yeah, yeah.
I took little 2 capfuls last night.
Oh, okay.
And it's supposed to make you tired. That shit did not make me tired.
Yeah.
And I had nightmares like a motherfucker.
Wow.
I had
yeah.
sleep paralysis 3 times last night.
Because they put fucking alcohol in it, right?
Yeah, something. Yeah. I don't know what the hell is in it, but I thought I was like, okay, if I take this, I'll sleep through the night.
Right.
No, I had sleep paralysis 3 times.
Really?
Yeah, it was horrible. So then at one point I was just up. Yeah. And then my nose was like uncontrollably running. I was like, I'm miserable. So I finally woke up at like 6:15. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stay up this morning. Like, yeah. I just can't do this.
Yeah.
Made breakfast. I don't know what to take. I don't know. Do you have any suggestions? How can I beat this before it gets worse?
No, they tell you all that airborne bullshit,
no.
but it doesn't work.
Like, and everyone's telling
the
me.
Zinc, you know?
Yeah, everyone has literally DM'd me. Take Zyacam.
Right. Zinc. Yeah, Zyacam
yeah.
is like zinc.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste very good.
No.
But, because it's metal. You know, zinc is metal.
No, thanks. I'm not putting that in my body.
Right. No, but I mean, you know, it's like we have iron in the body too.
Yeah.
But it's not in the same way that you think about it.
What meat should you be eating that gives you iron?
I don't know.
Because I'm getting like so many bruises lately, which means I'm not getting enough iron in my system.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but all the answers are on Google.
No, I refuse to look up any. When I'm sick,
yeah,
I refuse.
Don't diagnose yourself.
No,
yeah.
no. Like, I haven't even gone on Google. I'm like DMing everyone. I'm like, what do you think I should do to beat this?
Yeah. I know. I was like diagnosing myself on Google. I'm like, fuck, I got this. I got that.
Yeah.
I got this. I got
it's
that.
It's not healthy.
No.
It's not healthy at all. And like, when they make jokes about it, I'm like, you guys should probably take those websites down.
Yeah.
Because like, you really do self-diagnose yourself. And then you're petrified to go to the doctors because you think the doctor is going to give you the worst news.
Right, that's what happened.
The face of the planet. Like, come on now.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, that sciatic nerve pain doesn't stop, man. But they sent me a letter saying I should contact them and go for physical therapy.
Why not?
Maybe that helps,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I would do it.
Maybe that'll help.
And you don't want to ignore it to the point where you do hit 60 and it's worse now.
Yeah.
You might as well
take
care of it.
They say it goes usually after several months, but I guess you have to work it.
Yeah, I would. Gabby's went away after a couple of months, but she'll still randomly get, I think they call them Charlie horses or something.
Oh, yeah. Those are different.
Mm-hmm.
But those are different. But
yeah.
Yeah, what the hell? What have I got to lose?
You got nothing to lose. And you clearly got spare time on the weekends, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Going right? like a Saturday afternoon. You have nothing else to do.
Fuck.
I don't really have plans for tonight either.
For women, it's a lot easier, man.
You for just, what? Like,
to go out and meet people.
I think it's easy for men too. Because think about it. When we think about what you're saying, though. You said it's easier for women to go out and meet people, but we're going out and we're meeting the dudes that think it's not easy to meet people. Like right. it's like a two-way street.
No, but the dudes think. I think the dudes that go to the club realize it's easy to get the women. You know. They just, I don't go to clubs, so where am I going to pick
up? You know
up
what?
A
lot of people know? That have, okay, so for instance, like the table that I was working on New Year's Eve, they all have money. They're not like the best looking crew in the face of the planet, but like for instance, one of the guys was wearing 10 diamond necklaces, all like different lengths. But that's going to make it easier for you to get pussy than it is if you didn't have that on.
Right.
These guys just know.
Yeah.
If I wear this tonight, someone's fucking me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wearing diamonds?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But it was like 10 diamond necklaces. Like yeah. around his neck was probably $500,000.
Yeah.
Easy.
But these women, what are they, all gold diggers?
Everybody.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And everybody, so I uploaded that video on YouTube about sucking that guy's dick and they're like, you're a gold digging thought. I'm like, little do you guys know, I'm absolutely the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
but
the
they
complete
don't know.
Opposite of that.
But it just amazes me how many women, and they talk about female empowerment and everything.
Right.
And then these women just work out this this stereotype of gold diggers right. and they do it. Right. You know? But then again, we should.
And they think, a lot of people that are on that feminist side of this, and I'm not talking shit about every woman, but a lot of women that do get men to pay for their shit, they think that's a form of feminism. Like, I'm getting this dude to pay for my shit. No, but like, what are you doing to get him to pay for that?
Right.
That literally X out everything that you're standing for, basically.
Yeah, yeah. It's all like, gimme, gimme, gimme for my pussy, yeah. you know? That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, and like, people are literally commenting on my YouTube video, but you sucked his dick for free? I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But people are fucking crazy. Would you stop that fucking social media? It's making you crazy.
No, I think it's so funny.
I know, but you take it too seriously sometimes.
No, I don't.
No?
No, I'm like just telling you what people are saying. I just block these people.
Yeah.
YouTube, Instagram, whatever it is, I just block them. But people, that's what women say. Like even my girlfriends, like if I'll tell them a story, they're like, well, what did you get?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? Well, you fucked him. What did he give you? I'm like... some dick. What?
Whoa.
Oh, man. And that's why it's harder to be an older man.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're expecting now. If you go for someone younger. He's going to pay for my insurance. He's going to pay my rent.
This guy I met once told me, he says, when you grow older, you have to loosen up your wallet a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Open up your wallet.
Because
you're not going to get the young pussy otherwise, you know?
No, and I wonder. That makes me wonder how much money my dad is spending on bitches.
Yeah, is he with younger women like 30s?
Yeah, always. But he looks young. He looks like he's in his 40s, even though he just turned 57.
Yeah,
but he looks like he's in his 40s. But it makes me like he on Christmas Eve he accidentally texted my mom.
Something he was gonna text someone else. Oh my god!
He said it was my pleasure. Let's do dancing next.
Uh huh.
And he texts my fucking mom. And I'm like, Dad.
I know. Did that ever happen to you? When you texted something?
Yeah. Or dirty if I screenshot. No, not dirty. I'm not really into the dirty texting. Like,
right.
I don't do. I've never had phone sex. I've never been like, oh my God. Like, I mean, I've definitely texted someone like, I want to like have sex with you tonight. But it would never be like in description of what I was going to do to him,
right,
you know?
Right.
But no, I've never sent like a sexual text on accident to anybody else. I would be mortified.
To me, it happened like a long time ago when I was, when I'd met two different women. I was texting them both at the same time, which is a big fucking mistake.
Lesson learned. That's what happens.
You don't do that.
No.
You just don't fucking do that. Always double and triple check the name you texted.
No, yeah. Yeah, literally.
Sometimes even after I text, I'm like double checking, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
After you make that mistake, man, you don't make any other mistakes.
Nope.
You know, talking about older men, younger women, did you hear the accusations against R. Kelly?
Oh, yeah. The show just came out last night. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. So they're talking about it.
I don't know if they can legally do that show.
Why?
Because number one, he hasn't been charged with anything.
Right, but they can.
But that's slander and defamation of character. If there's no actual proof.
Well, only
like, they're like ruining his life and his career.
Well, yeah, but there's got to be proof that they're doing that on purpose too. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, for example, if you say something and there's no intent to hurt, the damage is not, or the punishment is not as great, I don't think.
Right.
But well, there's got to be some kind of malice there.
Yeah, he's suing Lifetime
for
that documentary.
All right, but they're saying that, I mean, there is a fact, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess they're saying a 24-year-old woman alleged that she had sex with him when she was a teen. But one thing is for sure, and that is that he actually married a 15-year-old Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Right? When he was 27.
I don't know if that's true.
But, well, it says the marriage was annulled after her family found out.
Mm, Aaliyah was my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, she died in a plane crash.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was 27, she was 15, and he married her? What the fuck, man? What are you doing with a 15-year-old? What can you possibly have in common with a 15-year-old?
When you're 27.
When you're 27. Nothing.
That's actually, you know, really nasty.
Only using her for sex. That's all it is. And why are you attracted to such a young girl?
Yeah.
You know?
That's really gross.
Men are fucked up, man. I'm telling you. That testosterone makes you blind.
And do you know that people are taking like testosterone shots now?
Yeah, to increase their sex drive or something.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, well, there's absolutely no, but it makes you aggressive too.
Probably.
Like, it makes you angry.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, you're taking this to like whatever in the bedroom, but like all the side effects that are coming with it. Not only that, like you're stabbing yourself with a needle. Ugh, gross. I've been hanging around with so many guys lately that I've seen so much shit that a part of me is like, I don't even fuck with anybody. Like,
really?
Yeah.
What, people do shit to their dicks and stuff?
Yeah, or? Like, and it's just like, this stuff is not going to work for you in the long run.
Right.
And it makes me wonder what the dude that I was just talking to was on.
Yeah.
Because one of his temper is like out of control. Wow. Like, doesn't make any sense. So I'm like, you're probably taking like 5 testosterone shots a day. Probably took Viagra every time we fucked.
Yeah. You know what? You got to stay away from those with temper, let me tell you.
Yeah. Because once they get comfortable being around you with that temper and you allow it, it's just going to progressively get worse.
Exactly. And you'll be the target of it too.
Right.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Good thing you're not with him anymore.
No. And I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
I just want to have fun. I want to focus on my life and my career. Career. What is my career?
Well, it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, if you want it badly enough, eventually it's going to happen, right?
Well, I'm aiming to release my book on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, it's what a dating
have you done?
Book.
Have you done anything
the
with
book
that?
Is, okay, so I've had like 4 different editors edit like one chapter, and they're all changing my book.
Yeah.
Which I'm not feeling. Like, this book is supposed to be basically me just talking. Like, all I want is
the
grammar.
The way you talk.
Yeah, all I want is grammar. Like, Loda got me somebody, but she sent over 2, like, chapters already. And even the acknowledgements, she, like, took out an entire paragraph, changed the... I was like, no, I'm not using her.
Yeah.
I can't... Like, you just changed everything that's me in this book. It doesn't even sound like I wrote this.
Wow.
So I don't even know if I should even edit it or I should just post it and put a page. This book isn't edited.
No, nobody will. Nah.
But I'm only putting it on Amazon.
But it's
like
hard. It's hard to take you seriously when the book is not edited.
Yeah, but like, I don't want every single person that has sent a chapter over. They're changing my book.
Well, not really changing, but maybe the. Well, you know what? Let me tell you what I think.
Okay.
I could probably edit it the best for you. I just don't have the time.
Right. Yeah.
You know. But I mean, fuck. As far as writing, I'm perfect at that because I read so
right,
much. You know.
Right. And I wish I wish
it's
I was
got
like
a flow.
You.
It's got a flow, you know.
I mean, I will say my book flows with no editing.
Right.
That's why I'm like this. Shouldn't...
But that's your opinion. You see the
no.
Thing
I've
you
sent it.
Let...
I've sent it to like 7 different people, and they're like, "This book is amazing."
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, but now when I'm getting it back, it sounds like I didn't even write this shit.
Mm. Yeah.
So now I'm stressed because I really wanted to release it on Valentine's Day because everyone's going to be single and miserable, and what a perfect time to buy a dating book.
So try it. I mean, if you do it. You know, because are you going to do it only digital or
Amazon?
Too?
No, I'll do printed.
Because that costs money.
Yeah. Well, no, you can on Amazon now, if they want a printed book, you do it through CreateSpace.
Right.
So they just do it by like order. You don't have to like print them ahead of time and mail them. Right. So it's like, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's just like it'll cost like $14 and you only make like maybe like $3 off the book.
Right, right. You can't make a lot of money off of Amazon, I'm telling you. I'm selling my the books that I've had.
Right.
Many of them in new condition because they are.
Right.
You know? And Amazon always takes so much
money. They take a
lot.
You know? They take a lot. Yeah. They take a lot.
I mean, on a book, if you sell it for $5, they take three.
Yeah. You get two.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, if you get a publisher... They're taking, like, say you sell a book for $21.99. They're taking, like, $20.99. You get a dollar.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd rather just do it on Amazon then. Like, they take a lot of money, but publishers take more.
Right. But let me tell you, your best bet, since you have a big audience, that's right. How you're going to sell the book, you know?
Amazon?
No. Yeah, on Amazon. Yeah. But, or it doesn't matter where, but the bottom line is what you have to think about is how do you bring people to read it?
Right.
And you have that influence. You have a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they'll be interested, you know? Promote the shit out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do videos and everything.
Yeah, I want to do like a commercial, like a funny commercial.
Yeah.
You know? It might not happen in the next month, though. Like Valentine's Day is pushing it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a miracle.
By your birthday or something, you know?
Right. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Release on my 31st. Oh, God. Right.
It doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day, I don't think.
Right. You
know? Yeah, yeah. But no, it's cool. I like it. I like the fact that you wrote a book and that you're going to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try to help you as much as possible to promote it. And
whenever it gets done.
Yeah. And put it on Kindle too, you know.
Well, you have the option on Amazon now where they can buy it Kindle or paperback.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But even at that, Kindle's like $3.99. You make like 99 cents off.
Right. You don't make any fucking money off of anything there. But the point is not so much to make the money as get a lot of books sold.
Yeah.
Get it talked about.
I don't really want reviews. Yeah. I don't really care about the money aspect. I just want people to read it.
Right.
I just want people to be like, wow, this is actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah, so put it on both Kindle and print. And, you know, and if it's good and you promote the shit out of it, people will know about
it.
You know?
And then,
because I'm telling you, it's always about eyeballs, you know? It's nothing else, man.
Right.
People sell garbage, but they have a lot of people's attention.
Right, exactly. They
sell, you know? But that sucks, man. Final few minutes. Do you know who Olivia Newton-John is?
Yeah.
From Greece?
Greece, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So apparently she's battled cancer for a long time.
Oh.
And won, you know, beat cancer a couple times.
Right.
But now they're saying she looks really bad. I saw pictures on in the Inquirer, you know.
Right.
On the front page because I was in the store and I saw that. And I thought, fuck, man, you know, they're like, she's preparing for her death and all this. And now she's saying that it's all bullshit, you know. She says, I'm not dying anytime soon.
Well, a lot of magazines like this will wait till they get that one, like if somebody's walking to Ralph's and they get that one picture that's like, we could spin this into a story.
Right.
But how awful are the people writing these stories that are fabricated and you're literally putting, like you're talking about somebody's life.
Right.
And like she's on the brink of death. Like, you guys, karma is going to be so terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But the point is people want to know about it. You know, if there was no demand for those magazines, you wouldn't see them.
I know.
So it's
I can't believe people still buy magazines.
Yeah.
Like I would never.
Mm. I love magazines. I just have too many books, so I don't have time. But you know what I did is, and they get expensive too, you know. Like now magazines are almost $10 an issue.
Yeah, because no one's buying them, so they have to raise the price.
Yeah, because there's less of them.
Yeah.
But also the cost increase and all that. And there's a lot of digital, but I keep forgetting that I subscribe to this service. And now I've tried a couple of like magazine, digital magazines, like to read on the iPad and stuff.
Right.
So, but they never had so many different magazines.
Right.
Now there's one that's called Readily.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. Or is it Readily? I don't even remember. I have it on my iPad. But at any rate, no, it's kind of new and you pay only $5 a month and you get every fucking magazine. I mean, even Playboy and Hollywood Reporter and
Oh, really?
Billboard and every fucking magazine you can think of, they have it. for $5. So I'm like, yeah, I'm reading some of this, you know, and every once in a while I pick up a good article and stuff, and it's cool, you know. I don't mind paying for content that that is good and organized and no ads and all this shit, you know.
Right.
That's why I have Spotify. So I spent $10. Hulu, I spend actually $40, but that's because I get live TV with it, too.
Right.
But that's about it, you know. Amazon Prime, I pay because I for the books more than anything. For the deliveries of all the stuff I buy, not just the books. So it's worth it, you know, to get the two-day delivery. But, you know, otherwise, and for this magazine. So I've got subscriptions in a few places. I don't get ads. I don't get any of this shit. Right. It's all good quality. So I figured, what the hell, you know?
That's like my Apple Music. It's so much better when you can just pay for it and you can download endless
anything
amounts of
you
songs.
Want.
Like, it's just there. I don't have Spotify, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the only person on earth that doesn't have Spotify.
But you should, because it's better than Apple, I think, because they have every possible song you can.
Same Apple Music.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, okay. If you have one, you don't need the other.
Right.
Yeah, it's like,
that's
whatever.
True.
Yeah.
And how much is that one a month? Five, ten?
I think it's $10 a month.
Yeah.
It's like the same exact
that's
price.
What
it's like $9.99 or something. And I'm on my friend's family plan, so I don't even pay for it.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm like, thanks, girl.
Yeah.
Love you.
I know. Spotify is like, if you don't have it, you got to have it if you love music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from every country, every possible song.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the biggest jukebox in the world.
Yeah.
And you don't have to carry the songs with you.
No.
You have it on every device. You know, if I go like from my car to my phone, it jumps back and forth, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's so cool. I wish I came up with one of these apps.
I know.
I'd be living on a yacht somewhere.
There's so many apps out there. Where do you even start?
I know. And some of them aren't even making money yet.
Right. And they're very good apps, too.
Yeah.
But, you know. But everybody figure out, they call it freemium, where they give it for free and then they sell you things within the app.
Yeah,
you know? Like Fortnite, you know? I mean, that one's free, but...
Yeah, but then they have ads, too, which people are paying for.
Or like to buy items in the game and shit, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, to open up secrets, levels, whatever, people pay.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Different maps.
You basically have no choice but to pay.
No, you do. You do have a choice, but many people will buy. So freemium means that the people that pay actually also support the people that don't pay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how the company makes money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some people stay never paid. Some do pay. And that's how the company makes money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they make a lot of money that way. Shit, you know? I mean, think about it. You give away like a game or something, and then you put ads in it or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, if you pay, you can actually do all these other things. So people do.
I want to come up with an app.
I know. Well, not easy, man.
No.
Not easy.
No.
Not easy. All right. Well, I guess that's it for today. Check out this headline. A man chased a woman into a karate studio. It went just how you think.
She beat his ass?
No, they put... Oh, yeah, and the people in there probably did, too.
Was he trying to rape her?
I didn't read the story. I don't know what happened. We don't really have time to look into it.
Well, bookmark that so we can come back to that on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Actually, let's go real quick. We have a couple minutes here. So let's see what happened.
What an idiot.
Oh, he tried to kidnap her by forcing her into his car.
Oh, no.
So she broke free, runs into a karate studio pleading for help. So I guess all the people in the studio probably like turned against him, right?
Yeah.
So,
what an idiot.
So the suspect was being carried out on a stretcher after a fight with a karate head instructor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And he's going to go to jail now, you piece of shit.
Right.
For attempted kidnapping.
Can you imagine that? That's
always need to be strapped.
Yeah.
Like little pocket knives, pepper spray, tasers, anything, really.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, and you know, you're imagining like an Asian instructor or something, but no, actually both, no, who is that? I don't know. Well, I guess that's the instructor, you know? So anyway, all right, folks, thank you all for joining us today. We hope you learned a couple things, and we sure did. Have a great weekend. Danny, don't get into too much trouble.
I won't.
Okay, don't let the man make too big a deposit inside.
Ew.
That's what men do. They make a deposit.
Oh my goodness, that's
we
gross.
We go to the ATM and make a fucking deposit. Well, that's what it boils down to. Sorry if it's gross, but it just depends on how you look at things,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right. Well, we just grossed you out. So go have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.